Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you find us. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we are continuing our theme of family history for the week. In our previous episode, we talked about Lucius Clark. In fact, we heard from an old family audio recording that we were able to dig up. In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about Lucius Clark because he's a great example for family history purposes to talk about our next subject, which is how technology can impact and affect and improve our ability to do family history, right? So when I was growing up, my father really wants to know who his ancestors were. I mean, this is important to us from a religious perspective. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believe that our family relationships exist beyond the grave. In fact, I did an episode on it not too long ago on Job and how families are supposed to be eternal. What's neat here also is my dad was not a member of that church growing up, and so nobody had done any of the genealogy work previous to him. They had records scattered about a bit, but there was a lot of work to do in that space, and my dad took that responsibility to do that work very seriously. Now, one of the reasons why we do that work is because we believe that in order for people to exist as families beyond the grave and be able to be together, they need to follow the commandments to be baptized and be able to be prepared to go back and live with their Heavenly Father again. Now, and in His presence, right? In His presence. So one of the things that we do as a church is when we find these names of our ancestors, we take them to temples, which are these beautiful buildings scattered across the world. And we will have members of our church who are in good standing stand in for those deceased relatives and be able to be baptized on their behalf. There's other work done in the temple as well, also in preparation and in assisting those who are no longer here on the earth, being able to receive all of the, or make all of the covenants and be able to commit to all of the commandments that will enable them to return back to their Heavenly Father. It's a beautiful expression of love. So my father is very much in love. He grew up as an only child and very much in love with this being able to connect to your ancestors. And so when we were kids, we grew up with this big legal size blue book, right? And in that blue book was drawings of family trees. They were kind of digital drawings. It looked like somebody had done it on a typewriter. But it was all kinds of pages upon pages upon pages of family trees. And then some really poorly scanned, photocopied, photos of who these ancestors were. And I didn't realize growing up, but my father had created that book. And at the time, I mean, this was the late 1970s, early 1980s, that in order to get a book like that made, you had to order, let's say, 100 copies. Well, my dad being the only son and his connections to other family members, because they only had, he didn't have a whole lot of cousins or anything like that. He had to have like 100 of these produced. And so I think we had 70 of them kicking around the house just for all these years. One of the things that was neat is my dad's passion for this and organizing it. And he's a very organized person in general. So he chose to organize this stuff using, he went from the handwritten book version to a digital version. And so he, when we were really not, we didn't have a whole lot of cash, right? But dad spent and invested in a computer in our home. And this was an old 8086 computer. It was probably 1985, 86, 87, somewhere in that time period. We got a computer in our house. It had 2 5-and-a-quarter-inch floppy drives. And, we had a couple of games for learning how to type and, a word processor application. But the most important thing that that computer ever did was genealogy work. And it did it from the perspective of capturing the family names. You know, sometimes you have to start, when you're going to do family history, you have to start with just having a name. And so dad would use the database and the application. The application was called Personal Ancestral File. It was a DOS-based application produced by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he would go in and he would start mapping sons to daughters and husbands to, and husbands to wives and all of those sorts of things. Or no, excuse me, sons and daughters to husbands and wives, right? And map those generations going back in a digital space. And this allowed him to be a lot more productive in being able to see the family line and the work that needed to be done in the temple. And so he was able to really take this to another level on making sure that the work was getting done and then tracking what work still needed to be done. It was a pretty neat experience. It was pretty neat because it was also my first introduction to technology. Now, when we first got this thing, there were no hard drives. I mean, I don't think hard drives were really a thing. We just had the 5 1/4 inch drives. And as we had this machine for a while, Dad invested in having a 10 megabyte, I think it was, hard drive soldered onto it. So that way the PATH information would stay current and safe. And then we had a couple of backups, and he would also take a backup disk with him to work. So that way, in case the whole house burned down, he'd still have this backup. And so we started with, our engagement with tech in a lot of ways was through family history. Now, when we moved to Connecticut, I was in my early teens. And that computer, kind of became dated. And that methodology in that DOS-based ASCII sort of terminal way of managing family history got replaced with a graphical user interface way of doing it. So personal ancestral file, the application PATH got updated. We got a new computer. We got to be able to start doing other things with it. And it was also at that phase where my parents decided when I was in middle school that I needed to know how to type. Typing was going to be important in my future. And they were right. It has been. So to help me practice typing, they handed me Lucius Clark's journals and diaries and things like that that had been passed down to us. And my job was to digitize them, to retype them. So that story you heard of his night in the mountains, when his father had died, was one of the first things I remember typing in full. Now, I don't think I did a very good job. I think my mom's proofreading cost me way more than it did to type. But it was one of the first experiences I had with that. And that's one of the reasons why, for my children, I took the time when they were at that same age, not to have them retype Lucius Clark stuff, but I took the time to put it in a book. And again, I guess I'm plugging the book now. That book's available on Amazon if you want to find out more about Lucius Clark and just the example and the notes and the letters and other things like that that have been passed down to be able to see him. When you're doing family history, sometimes you have to start with a name. But once you can go beyond that, like we have the technology today to go beyond just names for a lot of generations. We can capture a lot of memories. You know, my daughter did something really neat a few weeks ago or a year ago when my dad was visiting. And she went upstairs with him, and it was a pretty quiet Sunday afternoon. And she brought our audio recorder upstairs with her. And she said, "All right, Grandpa, tell me this story. And then tell me this story. And then tell me this story." And it was a great conversation between a granddaughter and a grandfather. And in that conversation, we have my dad telling stories that I didn't know we had. Now he's still living. Lucius Clark has passed, and his kids have all passed at this point. And my father's still living. So I don't have his permission to share those stories with you. But I can tell you that for me, I am so grateful to have them and to be able to pass them down to future generations. To me, it's really neat that we have the ability to do not only photographs, but video, and then also this way of doing audio. Right now, I'm recording this using a phone and a $150 microphone that plugs into the bottom of my phone. And I'm loving it. I think it's absolutely awesome that we can go ahead and do this. I know in part I'm talking to you guys as my current audience, but as I leave these messages behind, I'm leaving behind something that can be used by future generations. Computers for us and technology for us and family history for us have always been linked together. There's a lot of things that you can do that are personally and morally destructive using the technology we have today. And there's a lot of good that can be done. Capturing memories and preserving them and sharing them for others. And so as I talked about yesterday, I love listening to Dr. Bruce. I don't think he realized that when I listen, I'm hearing him capturing memories for his, family in the future. And I don't think too many of my listeners realize that that's part of why I'm doing this, is because I want to capture where I'm at in life, what it's like. And we'll talk about more about those phases of life and how voices from the past can make a difference. But that is for one of our future episodes this week. So this is a good place to wrap this up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this particular episode is to share it with somebody that you know. And if you're joining us just for this episode, then we're glad you can make it. If you want to stick around for the long haul, then remember this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. And if you're too lazy to go to parkingthought.com and you just want to look for it in your favorite podcast app, you should be able to find us in Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, and all the things. At the end of every episode, I like to offer a challenge to remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?